This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Some Chicago alderpersons want the city to use unspent federal relief dollars to close a looming budget gap. The city must close a $223 million deficit before the end of this year, with another nearly $1 billion budget gap estimated for next year. That's prompting alderpersons to turn to federal COVID relief money to plug the gap. The city has access to roughly $144 million that hasn't been set aside yet. Here's alderperson Samantha Nugent.
I'd like folks to look at the unencumbered $144 million because we're going to have a real hard time coming to terms with our budget.
Chicago budget officials must earmark federal relief dollars for initiatives by the end of this year and spend the money by 2026. The Chicago Transit Authority held its first transit jamboree since the COVID-19 pandemic on Saturday. CTA employees competed in various interagency categories, including bus and rail operations and mechanical skills. Flora Clemens competed for the first time in the janitorial category, where she scored a perfect 10 in the graffiti removal event.
I learned some new techniques. I see how other people do things. So now I know next time I do it, how to handle it a different way. So it's also education, because you're looking at how other people is doing it and you're learning.
Winners in the bus and mechanical categories are eligible to compete in the national competition next year. The CTA held its first interagency competition in 1981. North Suburban Evanston hosted its first folk festival over the weekend. The celebration of folk music showcased more than 30 artists. Singer and composer Rufus Wainwright spoke of going to folk festivals while growing up in the 1970s and 80s. He spoke of singing with his family.
I do think that there are certain issues that at least want to resolve themselves that kind of come out in the music or come out in the performance or how you're singing or how you're harmonizing together. And so there's this sort of subconscious dialogue that occurs.
The WBEZ tent also hosted conversations with Wilco's Jeff Tweedy and a history of Evanston's counterculture, including the Amazing Grace Coffee House. WBEZ was a partner of the festival. The Chicago Bears started their season with a 24-17 win against the Titans. But it wasn't the game rookie quarterback Caleb Williams wanted. Williams passed for just 93 yards and was bailed out by the Bears' defense. That includes Chicago's Tyreek Stevenson, who returned an interception 43 yards for the go-ahead touchdown in the second half. Head coach Matt Eberflus says sometimes it takes the whole team to win.
You just got to hang in there, and you got to have that belief. Belief in the man next to you, belief in your teammates. It's not just about one guy. And that's what I saw at halftime. And they exhibited that in the second half.
The Bears play next Sunday night in Houston against the Texans. Some other things you should know today. A hotline to help Chicago's homeless population is up and running, although service has been scaled back. The Sun-Times reports the service abruptly shut down at the end of June. The hotline came back with a new operator and is working on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. United Way's 211 Metro Chicago is hoping to expand to 5 days a week. Parts of the north end of DeSable Lakeshore Drive will be closed this week for resurfacing. The Sun-Times reports different closures will happen each day. The project is scheduled to be completed by Friday. Today's weather will be sunny with highs reaching the lower 80s. Similar weather tomorrow, but just a little bit warmer with a high of 85. That's it for now. Later today, Chicago jazz musician Ernest Dawkins explains what he's got in store for the 25th anniversary of the Englewood Jazz Festival. That's coming up September 19th through 21st.
No one knows that I haven't said anything, but we're going to have this big jam at the end, right?
Ooh.
And I'm trying to get all the people that have ever been in the band or came through to just come jam. So we're going to bring everybody back. They don't even know it yet.
It'll be a surprise. Hopefully they don't listen to this before.
There you go.
Ernest Dawkins, today at 1 p.m. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.